You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did you learn about who this Patriots team is the first time around?
Don't turn the ball over against the Patriots. They're going to run the ball and take care of the clock and not really give it back to you, so we can't give it to them.
That is right tackle Spencer Brown as the Bills are getting ready for the Patriots. Brown off the injury report. That's good to see as well, especially because it does look like Harold Landry's off the injury report for New England. They've got their full complement of pass rushers. The Bills have the healthy complement of the offensive line back together. That's a big deal. That is a net win there. And we'll see what happens, though, tomorrow in that matchup. That matchup is going to be one of many things that I think we can broach the topic of with our next guest here. He is the host of the Draft Sharks podcast. He's one of the guys that we've had on the show a couple times now already this season. It's Matt Schauff joining us here on the West Hur Hotline. Matt, we have no Joe today. It's Derek and Owen, but we're glad to talk some fantasy football with you for the playoffs.
Yeah, glad to be here, and I'm glad I'm not facing Kyle Pitts in any of my playoff matchups.
There you go. I will say, I think there's a fascinating counter because we can start there, Matt. Pitts, obviously devastating to anyone that faced him, but I really love the idea of there's a couple of Baltimore tight ends facing the defense that is the absolute worst in covering tight ends, where Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews might be able to help stem the tide for somebody that had to face a Kyle Pitts.
Absolutely. We have both Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely inside our top 12 this week, and it's rare for us to have two tight ends from the same team in that kind of range. And I mean, it wouldn't be shocking if Likely outscores Mark Andrews this week. They've both been getting targets recently. Like you just said, it's the best matchup for tight end scoring. And Baltimore does not have a whole lot going right versus what we've come to expect from them. So they should be targeting those players in that matchup this week.
Yeah, and sticking with the tight end theme here, shifting over to the Bills side of things, it's been an interesting year for Dalton Kincaid. He's been really efficient when he's been in. Maybe he should be earning a few more targets, but the injuries have played a big part. What are you kind of thinking from him? Is he a lock to start all the time for you in these playoffs, or is he a little risky?
I think he's going to be pretty much a lock going forward because this is a position where everybody's risky. Like, there's maybe one guy, Trey McBride, who can score for us every single week. Brock Bowers is closer to that now that he's all the way back healthy. But otherwise, everybody has some risk to them. Dalton Kincaid saw limited playing time even versus his usual last week in his first game back, but he's at full practice this week, so he should be good. The scoring matchup with New England has been positive for tight ends. So I think Kincaid should be solid for us through the playoffs.
So, Matt, when it comes to like the Bills and everything about them, We know that problematically wide receiver, like Bills wide receivers are a massive risk this season. And the biggest one when it comes to the variance has been Khalil Shakir. Shakir was a guy that was probably seen as a nice sleeper in a lot of leagues this summer. And unfortunately, it has been sometimes very frustrating dealing with the Bills receiving corps this year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's by design. That's what they keep saying, right? Ever since they unloaded Stephon Diggs, they call it everybody eats. That's obviously a bad mantra for fantasy because we want guys that we can trust to get opportunities every single week. And everybody eats means we're going to send the ball to whoever's open, not necessarily scheme them to particular players. So it hurts us. Honestly, from my vantage point, it doesn't seem like it's been awesome for the Bills either because they don't seem to be prioritizing actually good wide receivers. I like Khalil Shakir, but he should be like one of your guys as opposed to your number one de facto wide receiver. So yeah, it's a frustrating spot for, you know, fantasy purposes, and we'll see where it goes. I think Shakir is like a mid to low wide receiver three, and everybody else on the team is below that.
Yeah, no, I'm curious about how things may shift with decision making, roster moves as we move into December football. We know Foxborough is going to be cold, might have a little snow on the ground. Does anything change for you as you're making roster decisions, looking at maybe bigger running backs, or, you know, does positional value change? I think it might be interesting for people out there to get a couple tips on what might change late in the year.
We're certainly looking at weather more at this point, especially snow if it's really cold. I don't want to overrate those factors going into games, so I'm generally not going to sit somebody who's been a steady weekly starter for me. But those are things that can, you know, swing those closer decisions. Maybe if I have two players that are virtually tied, I'll lean toward a guy in a better spot. You know, we have to look at game script too, I think, even more so than the temperatures, because if you have a bigger running back but on a team that's an underdog heading into a matchup with a better team, then he's not going to be a great bet to get the touches that we need. And really, the biggest thing for us is projecting opportunities, because there's just so much variance within each game that we want guys with opportunities, guys with big upside for that game too. And then, you know, you just kind of set yourself up to take advantage of the luck.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Matt Schauff of Draft Sharks joining us here on the Westura Hotline. It is the fantasy football playoffs, Matt, and I know that this is where you guys make your money or notoriety or however it is. This is the time to shine, and the waiver wire obviously is something that's pretty much been plucked all the way through, but it's going to be the players on the bench sometimes that are going to help you win some games. What are some of your favorite recommendations this week of like your high potential players that might not be your typical starters?
So I think that the guys that you want to put on your bench at this point are Quarterbacks and defenses with good matchups over the next few weeks, so you want to get ahead of those. Usually you don't want to carry like two defenses or extra quarterbacks or even extra tight ends. But now the deeper reserves aren't going to help you, without there being an injury directly in front of them. So you want to set up for those matchups. You asked me about Dalton Kincaid, and I was just looking at their schedule. So that might be a good spot where you get an extra tight end for that week 17 matchup with Philadelphia, because that's been awful for tight end scoring. So that would be somebody that you put on your bench. Like I said, extra defenses and getting those handcuff running backs, because if, Kyren Williams goes down this week, for example, Blake Corum could be a stud for the final 2 weeks of this fantasy season. And looking at clear backup handcuff situations like that, I like stashing those players. I don't want to reach too far for players who haven't typically been starters this week and overthink myself into losing a playoff matchup. But a couple spots where non-obvious running backs might come into play are the Giants backfield, where we got good production from Devin Singletary before their bye. They have a good matchup against Washington. On the other side of that, if Chris Rodriguez is active, if you're in a non-PPR league, he's got plenty of upside. He's questionable, so we'll have to watch him. But those are the guys, kind of fringe running backs who are in good position to get touches this week.
And one of the most wild stories around the NFL right now is Philip Rivers returning for the Indianapolis Colts to start, I don't know how many years since his last game here in Buffalo. Does he coming in change a little bit of what we've seen from Jonathan Taylor or that receiving core with Pierce, Downs, and Pittman? Does he really kind of impact what you're doing with any Colts players you've got on your roster?
I mean, the honest answer has got to be, I have no idea, right? I mean, we can all say what we think about Philip Rivers, but he hasn't played in 5 years. So, one, none of us really knows until he takes the field. But two, there's no way that this marriage started on like Monday of this week. You know that he had to be in contact with Shane Steichen, who has coached him in the past, and talking about a potential return before this week. And that said, clearly the Colts think that he's a better option for their passing offense than Riley Leonard is. So there's some assistance there. I think that what it does do is stabilize Tyler Warren a little bit with Riley Leonard as the quarterback. I was concerned about Tyler Warren. He's still down lower than usual in our rankings, but he's right around that tight end 12, tight end 13 area. So whereas before I might have felt like I need to go find a replacement, now I'm like, all right, well, let's see if he can at least get enough targets to be okay for my PPR lineup this week. Still down, but there's a little bit more hope with at least somebody who has been a professional quarterback. We'll see where it goes from here. I think similar for Michael Pittman, the matchup is really bad against Seattle this week, so I would try not to use Michael Pittman. But if Philip Rivers is at least okay, he could stabilize Michael Pittman's targets the rest of the way, make him usable. Jonathan Taylor, I mean, you can't bench him, so you just kind of have to cross your fingers and pray and not watch the game or whatever helps you get through.
All right, Matt, last one here for me, more or less being something along the lines of what it is about Bills and Patriots here. I do love the matchup here for a lot of New England guys. Unfortunately, the Bills do have an offense or defense, excuse me, that does allow points here. Kayshon Boutte, Stephon Diggs, obviously the last time around. Some pretty favorable players here, but when it comes to it with the Bills against New England, it does look like weather might be a factor here. James Cook, though, has been one of the best here this year. But it's also, who are you really looking out for in this game between Buffalo and New England as players that are on your radar?
Yeah, so I mentioned before the matchup's good for Dalton Kincaid, so I would go ahead and play him if you've been kind of waffling between him and another tight end. James Cook's just a guy that you have to play at this point, even though the matchup hasn't been awesome for running backs against New England. It has been better for the passing game. So Khalil Shakir, we talked about earlier, it's a spot where you can use him. I don't think that there's anything else you can feel good about using at wide receiver for the Bills, but maybe if you're in a really deep league, you try somebody else there. Nobody that I would specifically recommend. And on the other side, the guys that you talked about, it's been a very good running back matchup, as I'm sure everybody who watches the Bills is well aware. But the Bills' run defense has been better the past 2 weeks with Terrell Bernard not on the field. We'll see if he plays in this game. He's questionable. It's been a better run defense in the three games where they played without Bernard this year. I don't know if that's going to factor into whether Bernard is playing this week. It seemed like from what Sean McDermott said before, that he's playing a healthy Terrell Bernard. So the Patriots backfield is a tough one. I think a lot of fantasy managers are probably going to be using either Ramondre Stevenson or Trevion Henderson if they have them. It should be an upside spot. They're more like lower RB2s just because of that split in workload, I think.
Matt, finally, let the people know where to find your work. Thanks for joining us here once again this season. And here's to hoping that we can help some people, guide them to some victories here in the postseason.
Yeah, let's hope we're helping people win their playoff matchups. You can check our rankings at DraftSharks.com to see exactly where all those guys that I've mentioned are sitting for your specific format. You mentioned the podcast. We're on YouTube, so there's a YouTube channel. You can find us on Spotify. I'm out there, and I appreciate any viewership and always the feedback as well. And thank you guys for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for coming on again, Matt, and I'm sure we'll talk again in the future.
Thanks, Matt.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
You too. That's Matt Schauff of Draft Sharks on the West Hur Hotline. When we come back, well, we got business. It's the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next year, and the spoiler or the tease I have for this is, I'm not following the usual instructions this time around.
Ooh. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.